This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit Chevrolet.gm.ca.
Hello, I'm Sheila Rogers. Welcome to the best of Sounds Like Canada. You're listening to our podcast of the day's highlights of Sounds Like Canada, and you can catch our full show on CBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock or a couple of times a day on Sirius Satellite Radio 137. It may or may not surprise you to learn that some 600,000 Canadians have been convicted of a marijuana-related charge. In fact, it's quietly one of the great Canadian shared experiences. And it's the subject of a new film that will have its first major screening at the upcoming Silver Wave Film Festival in Fredericton, New Brunswick. The movie is called How I Got Busted. Peter Anawati has been following the story and he joins me this morning from St. John. Peter, good morning.
Hey, Sheila, how are you?
I'm just great. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
You think I need to say more? I mean, before we got busted by listeners who are against pot, this isn't Cheech or Chong. It's not Reefer Madness. It's not a movie that makes light of drug use or promotes legalization, right?
No, it doesn't. That doesn't mean there aren't moments of humor in the film, which there are many, and unexpectedly moments that are heart-wrenching. It's not a movie about potheads. It's one about Canadians, in this case, five real Canadians who were arrested and convicted on marijuana charges, and what the effect of these convictions has been on their lives. Do they look like dope smokers? Well, maybe one of them, but do they look like criminals? Really, not at all.
People really aren't usually out to advertise the fact that they've been convicted of a criminal offense. So, Peter, how'd the movie come about?
Well, the guys who made the movie, Connell Smith of St. John and Peter Atkinson of St. Stephen, New Brunswick, they were sitting around Connell's house one evening shooting the breeze, and the conversation somehow turned to how many people they knew who had been busted for pot. The more they talked, the more the list seemed to grow, and when they started to research it, it turns out this is a black mark a lot, mentioned off the top, 600,000 Canadians have on their record. So what they did next was they reached out by taking out classified ads in newspapers right across the country, the Globe and Mail and other major dailies and weeklies, asking for people who'd be willing to speak candidly, let their names be known, everything, and tell their own stories of being busted. And the result is not one, I guess, that you would say of confessing sins, but more, this is who I am. And here's the director, Connell Smith.
I think it's a coming out film. I think it is a all of the people speaking in the film accept that what they're saying is today that they're speaking to other people who understand absolutely where they're coming from, and accept that that they're okay, that these are good people, and I think that I think they're really cool people because they're willing to stand up openly and perhaps it might be too much to say to be the first people to stand up and openly say, I've been convicted of marijuana and I don't care who knows, and it doesn't make me any less of a good Canadian.
Mm-hmm. These are good people. We're heading towards a great collective experience, as we said.
That's right.
You know, Peter, who are, I guess, should I call them the stars of How I Got Busted?
I think so. You kind of get intrigued from the beginning because the opening scenes are that of an elderly woman who you think couldn't possibly have had trouble with the police, but she did. It's Sylvia Blanchard, 75 years old, retired nurse from Montreal. The others, there's Brian Clough, a retired school teacher from Pickering, Jordan Van Sewell, a pretty well-known artist from Winnipeg, Ron Marshak, a writer and marketing man from Cannington, Ontario, and Greg Moverly, a young musician from Halifax. They're all compelling, but the ones who steal the show are Sylvia, the retired nurse, and Brian, the school teacher. I guess because they're the ones you can least imagine smoking and growing marijuana,
yeah,
or talking about it. For example, I have never heard anyone like Sylvia describe that sudden desire for food you can get, I hear, as a result of smoking pot.
And then we'd get these things called the munchies. And, of course, the crackers and peanut butter came out, and we ate crackers and peanut butter and crackers and peanut butter. And they were so good. Oh, we just loved those crackers and peanut butter. Otherwise, we didn't eat them.
Sylvia Blanchard. Sheila, do you know of these munchies?
Here is Sylvia. This isn't a weight loss plan we're talking about, right?
No.
I have heard about the so-called munchies.
Okay.
Yes, Peter, I have.
Right.
You mentioned Brian Clough, the school teacher from Pickering, and that he plays a big part in this movie. What's his story?
He's the one in the movie who can make you laugh, and he can get to you. He got exposed to marijuana when he was a teenager, probably like many young people, when his parents were out of town and left him at home alone. You know how it goes. Have a couple of the guys over, and one of them brings some pot. Just before, though, we get further into his story, I just want you to hear his voice. Again, this is taken from the film How I Got Busted, and Brian is talking about the anguish that set in after he'd been convicted.
Suddenly, I had to make this transition to being a felon. And it was unreal. I just had this terrific sense of unreality. This can't be. How can I be somebody you'd put in a police car? I'm not that guy, but there I was in the police. How could I be somebody who's getting fingerprinted and threatened with all this stuff? Me?
So that's Brian Clough, a man who does not look or as he does not sound like a criminal, but he's got the record to prove it, unfortunately.
But Peter, from the youngish musician to the elderly nurse and Brian, the school teacher, all these people went through the experience of getting the word is busted, right?
Mm-hmm.
How difficult was it for them?
It was very difficult. It seemed actually like the actual bust was, they all seemed to describe it as being more upsetting than they expected. Not the case for the police, by the way. One of the common threads in these people's stories is that all these busts were impossibly easy slam dunks on the part of the police. Everyone red-handed. I've got a montage here of the people in the movie talking about the moment they got popped. And I'm afraid, yes, there were some minor attempts to run away, pretending they didn't know what the police were talking about, perhaps downplaying the amount of pot they might have had. But in the end, like I say, easy callers for the cops. In some cases, this happened over 20 years ago for these people. But as you can hear, they remember it like it was yesterday.
So we have reason to believe you have marijuana growing on your property. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, no. And I said, oh, no, no, no. And I just lied straight up.
As soon as I saw that white van, it's just the heart palpitation started and nervous sweat broke out.
They were trying to look cool. They first suggested that maybe we had some pot that we could sell to them. And I not having any pot to sell to them and not being in that line of business, I told them no. And it was at that time that they produced their badges and let us know what they were there for. They were there for business.
So I got up and I started walking. And when there was a sort of an alleyway between me and the approaching cop, and I chickened out and I did a quick duck down the alleyway, which of course made him realize something was up.
So then he said, well, we're going in the house. I said, well, okay. And he said, have you any in the house? And I said, yeah, I have some. Yeah, I said, the stuff I took off the top, you see, and I had this bag. And so he sort of half looked around and he said, that's all? I said, yeah, mm-hmm. So he headed out the door and I had a big bag hidden in the cupboard. And I took that, put it in the washing machine, covered old dirty clothes on top.
But we walked down the property and I did not take them to the plants. I let them take me to the plants, of course, because, oh, I don't know. And they say, this. Yeah, I said, what, that? Is that marijuana? Oh, I thought it was just some weeds.
You know, they brought it in and said, who's this? And I could have denied it because it was a rental car and everything. I said, what the hell? It's just, you know, fess up, probably the best way to go. So I said, it's mine.
He's got this law book and the criminal code, I guess, and he slams the criminal code like this. He was so tough. And he opened it up. He says, see that? 2 to 7. That's what you're going to be doing. 2 to 7. Trafficking. And at that point, I said, oh, it's mine. It's mine. I'm sorry.
Well, it certainly sounds...
Everybody confessing left, right, and center.
There you are. This sounds like Canada Confessional here. But also, as you said, like it was yesterday, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and we just heard Brian Clough's voice there, Peter, the teacher. Peter, did Brian end up doing a stretch in prison after all?
No, he didn't do 2 to 7. He got a $500 fine, which was a lot of money in the early 1970s. He was subjected to a withering and humiliating speech from the judge because he was a school teacher, and he was also given probation and, of course, the worst part of it all, saddled with a criminal record for the rest of his life.
Mm. It also sounds like they all have a sense of humor about the busts now, but this is, the aftermath, right? And it is the aftermath that turns out perhaps to be most difficult.
For sure, and it makes for some of the most moving parts of the film. You hear the shame that Sylvia felt, the retired nurse. She was living in a small community called Durham in Quebec at the time of her bust. Everyone knew her. And when the police raided her house, they loaded the pot plants, if you can imagine, onto an open trailer. And so the plants are flowing over the sides in all their glory. And they made her follow them through the town, past the co-op, past all the people hanging around outdoors to go to the police station. So she was felt like a criminal being paraded through the community. We find out how Greg, the musician, feels that the bust changed his personality, that it's made him to this day more nervous, secretive, less trusting. And there's Brian Clough, the teacher. And in a way, this scene that you're about to hear kicks off a world of pain for him. He's just been convicted, and the phone rings.
The next day, I get a phone call, and a friend says, have you listened to the news? I said, no. He says, you better turn on the news. So I turn on the local news, and at the end of the newscast, and finally, and it's this joke item, a teacher in Pickering, Brian Clough, was convicted of possession of marijuana. Ha, ha, ha. Big joke that a teacher's been convicted. So I thought, well, I better phone my principal, who was a terrific principal, Bruce Cox, deceased now. He was a great guy. He was a hero. I phoned Bruce at 20 to 8, and I said, have you heard the news, Bruce? No. I said, so I told him what the situation was. August, I got busted. Yesterday, I got convicted. It's been on the news. The kids are going to know. And how do I handle the kids now? What am I going to say? And he said, Well, he says, Brian, give me 10 minutes. I'll get back to you. 10 minutes later, 10 to 8, he phoned and he said, I think we'll ride this out together.
Hmm. Sheila, I just want to point one thing out. Did you catch how, I love how insightful he is, probably without really knowing it, that he identifies that he was the, what we call in the business, the kicker item in the newscast.
Yeah.
It's the funny item that we sometimes place at the end of news the newscast, and
exactly.
He was right on it.
But not so funny.
No.
Because I there was real pain in his voice, and I take it there was actually pain on the horizon for Brian Clough.
That's right. It was pretty clear it was going to be impossible to ride it out, as the principal was saying. The students did find out. They were asking him about it. And within hours, the principal told him he had to go home. A short time after that, he was banned from school property and then forced out of teaching entirely. His marriage broke up. He was unemployed for a while and ended up working, loading the vending machines at a General Motors factory. So for anyone who thinks pot conviction is no big deal, meeting Brian Clough is going to scare you straight.
Your life changes in an instant. It can. So many people don't know that. They go along thinking everything's fine and it's going to continue to be fine. It's going to continue to be this way. Even though we see evidence of disaster all around us, it isn't, it isn't our disaster. You always get these people say, well, we never thought it could happen here. It was a murder next door or something like that. Since then, I've never felt that. There could be a murder next door. It could be me. anything's possible, because my life was so dramatically changed and affected by this. You know, I went over to the other side. Now I was a felon. I had a criminal record after I was convicted.
Once again, that's Brian Clough from the new film How I Got Busted, which is debuting next week at the Silver Wave Film Festival in Fredericton. Peter, please tell me that Brian didn't spend the rest of his life loading the vending machines at General Motors.
I am relieved to tell you no. In fact, Brian called teaching the love of his life, and he was able to go back to it. Even during the times when he was unemployed or filling the vending machines, he always had the support of the community. And that culminated in an extraordinary public meeting where close to 700 people got together and voted almost unanimously in favor of letting him return to the classroom. And that's what happened. You know, he did. He was allowed to return despite his record.
That is amazing. Mm. It really is. So now that you've had the view from the aisle seat, how many thumbs?
You know, you can tell.
Up or down?
Absolutely. Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how it's going to make out in the knock-em-down, drag-em-out world of independent documentary film, especially since Connell Smith, the director, and his partner, Peter Atkinson, they pretty well financed the film on their own. They got a little bit of money to put together a treatment, but when it came time to get funding to actually make the film, they were told, we're swamped with pot movies, stuff like, you know, My Life in a Grow-Op, that kind of thing. Who knew, eh? But I doubt any of these films, whether they're made, will win you over. I like it did for me anyway, like How I Got Busted did. And that is whether you're okay with marijuana or you're not.
Yeah, it's the human story.
Hmm.
Peter?
Yes?
I have to ask you. Have you? Have you ever been busted, Peter?
How dare you? No. I mean, I have had I have had some traffic infractions, Sheila. Yes, I have, a long, long time ago, but no. And now, what about yourself?
How dare you? This is a program for other people's stories, yes, not sir. For mine. But no, the closest my encounter with the police has been is, you know, when I was 10 years old, I pegged an apple at a cop car, and of course, the very nice policeman came over to speak to me about not never doing that again.
You threw it at the...
Well, you know, you don't...
You rifled it at...
I did. I was in my pillowcase, right? I was dressed up as a Spanish dancer. And you don't always want to get apples, right? You're sort of hoping for chocolate and candy. And so, yeah, boy, did I pick the wrong card to pop it to.
You got carried away with it, yeah.
There we go.
I can see.
But
and
anyway,
I can see that.
As far as I know, the record doesn't stand. So,
okay.
Peter, thanks. Really, really interesting. And thanks a lot for bringing us this story.
Take care.
Good to hear your voice again.
You too.
Bye, Peter.
Bye.
Peter Anawati in St. John. How I Got Busted will get its first major screening on November 11th at the Silver Wave Festival in Fredericton. That's the best of Sounds Like Canada. Highlights from our show on CBC Radio 1, heard weekday mornings at 10 o'clock. I'm Sheila Rogers. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.